You're listening to Financial Insights, a podcast that helps investors through the difficult maze of financial planning and saving for retirement. I'm Brian Ullman, and I'm a financial advisor and certified financial planner at Ford Financial Group. And together with some guests and other advisors at my firm, we're talking about the issues and questions relating to finance that face our clients every day. Hello, friends. I've missed you. It's been a while, and let me be the first to apologize for the inconsistent nature of some of these podcast episodes over the summer. It has been a pretty wild summer, requiring some of our focus here at Ford Financial Group on working with clients directly to make sure we're sticking with the plan. And so because of that, there's been a bit of a summertime break, but the kids are back in school. The weather will eventually start cooling off, and so now's as good a time as any to get back in the saddle and start talking markets here, as we are in the middle of a rebound of sorts. It still looks like markets hit the bottom perhaps in the middle of June, and we've been moving higher from there. But if you ask 10 people, you'll get 10 different opinions on whether we're in the middle of a bear market rally or if we've actually hit bottom and moved higher. There are certainly some technical indicators out there that suggest we have further to go, although these last few days in markets, as we're recording this, we've kind of moved back down, where the five-day returns are actually pretty low compared to where many people thought they would be. And a lot of it has to do with the Federal Reserve and what's going on with the Federal Reserve. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, because we've got the Jackson Hole meeting coming up. But first, I want to start with a statistic from Bloomberg that I actually posted this to LinkedIn. And so if you want to take a look, you can find it on my LinkedIn page, about the market-based probability of a 75 basis point rate hike, which is 0.75% at the September 2020 FOMC meeting. And if you recall, the Fed meets in July, takes a break in August, and meets again in September. And so we're talking about the likelihood of a 75 basis point or 0.75% interest rate increase. And it looks like market participants are betting on that being more likely to happen than not. But the question is, what is the Federal Reserve going to do? The more immediate question, I guess, is what is the Federal Reserve going to do here at the Jackson Hole meeting? Because since 1978, the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City has actually played host to central bankers, policymakers, academics, economists from around the world at its annual economic symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And this is something that has been watched for quite some time. I don't know if it's always been on everybody's radar, but it's certainly an important part of what's going on right now with markets and with the Fed watch that is never ending, it seems. Now, this year's symposium is titled Reassessing Constraints on the Economy. And it takes place from this Thursday, which is the 25th, to Saturday. And Fed Chair Powell is going to headline the event. Now, we don't yet know the topic of his keynote speech, but it's largely expected to give some additional clarity on how the Fed plans to keep raising short-term interest rates in an effort to get inflation out under control. Now, what he says and what the market believes, those are two different questions, because so far the Fed has assured everyone of their unwavering commitment to bring down inflation and solve these inflationary pressures that we've got. Still though, markets seem to believe that the Fed is actually going to have to pivot and cut rates in 2023 due to slowing economic growth, or maybe even because we are in a recession or have been in a recession or on the precipice of a recession. What's pretty clear, though, at this point is that markets view future monetary policy different than the Fed does, or at least different than what the Fed is saying. I'll link to one of LPL charts of the day in the show notes. But what you'll see if you click on that link is that you'll see that the market expectations for where Fed funds rates will end each year, this year, next year, and 2024, versus the dot plot of the expectations of Fed officials are different. And you'll see actually there's a pretty big divergence in 2023 and 2024. The one thing that markets and Fed officials seemingly agree on is the trajectory of the Fed fund rate for 2022. And so as I led with here and mentioned in the beginning, markets are expecting 0.75% here at the September meeting, and that may be pretty well on the ball for what we're going to get. And markets, it's that notion has disrupted markets a little bit over these last few days. But further out, markets actually expect the Fed to reduce interest rates by nearly 1% in 2023 and 2024, which would wind up, we would be at the end of 24 with levels around 2.5% for the Fed fund rate. Now, the Fed's current goal is to bring down the persistent increases in consumer prices. I mean, we've all felt these increases, these price increases, and it's painful. And the Federal Reserve is charged with two items, price stability and full employment. And with unemployment being so low, one could argue that we are at full employment. They now have one job, and it's to bring down inflation and get prices under control. And the primary tool the Fed uses to achieve this goal is through the adjustment of short-term interest rates. Now, there's something called quantitative tightening that we will address maybe in a different podcast, but the primary tool the Fed uses to achieve their goal is with these short-term interest rate adjustments. And the changes in short-term interest rates actually flow through into the real economy and can be measured through financial conditions and economic growth. And so, in turn, these financial conditions influence consumer and business spending, savings, investments. So the Fed needs tighter, they tighten the Fed fund rate that in turn tightens the financial conditions. And the Fed needs tighter financial conditions to help align supply and demand, which, as we've talked about in the past, helps bring down inflation once supply and demand are aligned. Now, there's always this dance about what's going on at the market and what's going on at the moment, and then what markets perceive is going to happen in the future. So, for example, as financial conditions tightened a little bit earlier this, not early this year, but a couple of months ago, investors actually expected that the Fed wouldn't have to be as aggressive in its interest rate hiking campaign. It's that old bad news is good news kind of thing where we have tighter financial conditions, which means the Fed doesn't, if it's already tight, the Fed doesn't need to tighten the screws any further. That can lead markets a little bit higher. But I'm going to link to this other chart here in the show notes as well. If you take a look at the Goldman Sachs U.S. Financial Conditions Index, because of the expected shift in monetary policy, the expected slowdown in tightening, not loosening, but slowdown in tightening of monetary policy, financial conditions have actually eased. So are you following what's going on here? There's financial conditions tightened, which cause people to think that the Fed wasn't going to need to tighten as much, and that expectation actually caused financial conditions to ease. So now that financial conditions have eased, the Fed might actually have to be more aggressive in order to slow it. We've done a big circle, right? The Fed's tightening, so financial conditions tighten, which means the Fed could be looser, which means financial conditions get looser, which means the Fed needs to tighten, and so on and so on and so on. While the Jackson Hole Symposium isn't actually a Fed monetary policy committee meeting per se, it's still an opportunity for Powell to push back on market expectations and provide a little bit of guidance and some influence here. Because historically, markets have actually done a pretty good job of predicting rate cuts. But inflation is still significantly above the Fed's target of 2%. And Powell may need to hit a reset button on market expectations and recalibrate where we think we're all going instead of leaving markets to kind of have to read the tea leaves and have some vague notion. If Powell doesn't, I think, clarify where the Fed is headed, the Fed's job might actually get tougher, and the prospects of a soft-ish landing, because we're not going to be soft, but a soft-ish landing could get a heck of a lot more difficult as we finish out this year and get into next year. So if you've been able to track all of this, you get an A+ in today's little lesson on the economy, markets, and interest rates. We are all going to be waiting for later this week and this weekend to find out what the statements are from the Federal Reserve, and then kind of to bring this full circle. I think it's pretty clear markets are expecting 0.75% interest rate increase as we finish out the meeting in September. And then from there, we'll be tackling, I think the expectation is everything's going to be left alone. We'll get past the midterm election, and then maybe another rate increase will come at the very end of this year. And maybe, depending on financial conditions, to the tune of about 0.5%. Predicting the future is a tricky business. I will say that. I'm going to leave it there. If you have questions, email us at info@fordfg.com. My name is Brian Ullman. I look forward to talking to you in the next one.
The advisors with Ford Financial Group are registered representatives with and securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Ford Financial Group, a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Stock investing involves risk, including loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects against loss. The economic forecasts set forth in this podcast may not develop as predicted. Ford Financial Group and LPL Financial do not provide tax or legal advice or services. This information is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to herein.